Good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are, and welcome to Amity Warrior Basketball here from Sprague High School in Salem, Oregon. Your Warriors set to take on the Dayton Pirates in this boys' district action here for the Pac West Conference. I'll get that right. This is the first place game. Winner of this will get a home game in the state playoffs guaranteed in the round of 16. The loser depends on who it is, depends on what happens. If you win, you're going to have a top 8 seed automatically. As the state takes the top 8 and seeds them with the conference champions first, or the district champions getting their seed in the top 8, and then they fill out the rest of that with the next highest ranked teams that didn't win their district title. So a win today for the Amity boys would give them a top 8 seed in the state tournament. A loss today would take the Warriors, who are ranked 14th currently in OSAA, and put them into the play-in round, which is the lowest 6 seeds out of the 20. So what is it? 14 through 20, I think. Is that what it is? I think. 13 through 20. It's bottom 8, 13 through 20, that's what it is. 13 through 20, those bottom 8 seeds play for a seed in the top 16, or the final 16, if that makes sense. So those last 4 spots in the 16 seeds go to the winners of those 4 games. Those will be played on Tuesday. Amity, even with a loss today, would still be ranked probably 14th or 15th in the state, which would get them a home game on Tuesday. Dayton, on the other hand, would then get a bye until Friday, when they would host a game. If the Warriors were to win today, they would not play until Friday in the round of 16. So that's what's at stake today, is a opportunity to host that round of 16 playoff game at home, as opposed to having to go on the road for it. Dayton is ranked 6th right now in the state. If they were to lose this, they might still be a top 8 team. They might still sneak out a first round home hosting of a playoff game, but it would depend on how the rankings worked out. If they ended up outside of the top 8, they wouldn't have a chance at that. All right, so we've got about 8.5 minutes to go here before they get these starting lineups all set for us. The Warriors coming into this having played their best basketball of the year, winning 9 out of their last 10 games. Dayton, on the other hand, is on a, let me see here if I can get this here, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 game winning streak. Their last loss coming to Crane, 59-56. Back on, 12:30. The day after, Crane beat Amity 55-50. So both of these teams, when you talk about common opponents that are non-league, both played Crane and lost. Dayton beat Manor House 57-50. Amity lost to Manor House by 23 points on the 30th of December. And I think that's kind of the extent of their crossover games. I'm looking back to see if they played any other common opponents outside of league, but they played each other. They played each other twice. The first time was in Amity on the 9th of January. That game went to overtime, with Dayton prevailing 58-49 against the Warriors, as the Warriors in overtime just couldn't get their offense going at all, and a young man by the name of Boston Hodges got red hot for Dayton in that overtime period. The second time they played was the 30th of January in Dayton. Dayton wins this one by 17, but don't be fooled. That game was a 5-point game going into the fourth quarter. Amity just went cold from the field in the fourth, missed all kinds of shots that they would normally make at a decent clip. And Dayton, on the other hand, kept pounding the ball inside to their big guy, Clyde Rosenberg, and the Warriors just had no answer for that in the fourth quarter of that game. Rosenberg's a very big kid, goes about 6'6 or so, 6'5, 6'6. And knows how to play that low post position game. He's big. He's not just tall and skinny. He's a big, thick kid. He's got good footwork, and he scores well right around the rim. And that was a real problem for the Warriors in the second half, especially the fourth quarter of that game in Dayton. So We will take a break and be back and get you set up here with starting lineups in just a couple of minutes. This is the PacWest Conference district title game between the Dayton Pirates and your Amity Warriors. 1-2. Well, 1-3, really. Amity was the 3 seed, went down to Taft and beat them on their floor last week or earlier this week, and that's what got Amity into this game. But I think Amity was the second best team during the second half of the season for sure in the PacWest Conference behind Dayton. All right, we'll take a break for a couple minutes and be back with Amity Warrior basketball here on KLYC and Podbean. All right, Warrior fans, we got about a minute and a half to go here on the clock. Three-man officiating crew out of the Salem Officials Association. Got the Warrior cheerleaders down here to our left. We are across the gym from the teams and up in the balcony area of Sprague High School, home of the Olympians. The Warriors are the visiting team tonight as the lower seed. So they are in their black uniforms with royal blue or warrior blue trim and white numbers and letters. Dayton in their home uniforms, which are a little bit of a faded white, lack of a better word, with their cardinal or burgundy trim. And John Stern's on the mic tonight from Amity, as Toshi is the athletic director in charge of running the district tournament. And so she recruits her PA guy. John Stearns does a great job on that. We'll get ready for the national anthem here, so we'll let you listen to that as John finishes his required OSAA announcement. All right, John Stearns doing the national anthem for us tonight, also on the PA. So we'll hear a lot of him this evening. So we've got ready for the starting lineups here. For the Warriors, it'll be Brandon Aird, J.J. Howard, Andrew Grove, Trent Carton, the four seniors, plus Keon Brell, the junior. This has been their starting lineup since, probably a third of the way through the season, maybe halfway through the season when Brandon Aird stepped into that starting lineup, gave him a little more quickness, a little less size on the defensive end, but gave Devin more flexibility in the kind of defensive schemes he could run. Devin McShane, the head coach of the Amity Warriors and an alumnus of Amity. He graduated from Amity High School in 2017, went off to college. First at, I think he was at Lane Community College for a little while, and then at Oregon State University, and kind of learned a lot about coaching while he was at Oregon State. He got a chance to play on the scrimmage squad in practice against the women's basketball team at OSU. Of course, Devin was an outstanding high school basketball player, a great shooter. He grew a lot once he got out of high school. He's about 6'6 now. Was not that tall in high school. I think he graduated about 6'1, maybe 6'2. And then spurted the next couple of years, but got an opportunity to work there under that Oregon State coaching staff and practice every day with one of the best women's teams in the country at the time, and really get that that opportunity to be in a clinic every day. Just an incredible opportunity for a young guy who was interested in doing some coaching in his second year as Amity coach. On the other side of things, you have kind of the opposite. You have one of the most veteran coaches in the state in Ron Hopp, who is been doing coaching in Dayton longer than I've been in Amity as superintendent, which is 12 years. And I don't remember, he must be at 15, 16 years, something like that, in Dayton as their head coach. And obviously he's been very successful there. Ron is as good a coach as there is in the state at getting the most out of his players. One thing, you know, anytime you play a Ron Hopp coach team, they are going to play very good defense. They're going to be disciplined. They're not going to beat themselves much. They're just not going to do those things that come from lack of discipline or poor coaching. Ron has high expectations of his kids. He coaches them to be disciplined and execute the game plan that he's drawing up. And as a result of that, once they get a lead, it's hard to get up by very many points on them. And once they get a lead, it's very hard to come back on them. So the best case scenario for Amity is to play a close game all the way, hang in there, and hopefully get some breaks down the stretch, because you're just not going to blow the Staten team out. It just doesn't happen very often. You look back over their year, Regis and Westside Christian gave them some pretty big losses early in the season. But the last team, you know, they haven't lost, they lost the one game to Crane by three, and other than that, you have to go back to, a loss against St. Mary's early in the season. Dayton wasn't very good early in the season. They lost five out of their first seven games, and then from that point on, they have one loss. All right, Dayton with the ball to start things off. Hodges with it on the left wing. Hands off to Garrison. Garrison looks inside. J.J. with the block on Rosenberg. Caught that ball in the low post on the left side. Oh, and we've got a foul called. Only one official thought there was a foul there. The other two were ready to do a ball out of bounds. Instead, J.J. picks up the foul on the block. So 13 seconds in, and we have ourselves a situation where J.J.'s already picked up a foul. Rosenberg to the line, gets his first to drop in there. Trust wherever you are this evening, you're in, able to enjoy the broadcast. Rosenberg misses the second one, and J.J. with the rebound. J.J. gives it to Grove, brings the ball up the floor. Right wing, Carton. Carton surveys the court. He's got Gallagher on him. Tries to go inside to Vrell on the cut, down to the right block, a little high on the pass from Trent. Knocked out of bounds off the Warriors. Warriors in a 2-2-1 full court here to start things off. Hodges on the right side. Swings it back over to Bodenhammer. Bodenhammer back to Hodges. They get it across half court. Hodges against this 2-3 zone now. Bodenhammer takes a three, no good. Inside, ball knocked away and saved by Carton to J.J. Howard brings it up the right side slowly, surveying this defense. It's man-to-man, or no, it's a matchup zone. 2-3 matchup zone they've got going here. Carton on the right wing, gets it on top to Vrell, hands back off to Trent, takes a quick trigger three, rims that one in and out. Tipped by Aird, rebounded by Rosenberg. He'll have a lot of them, he's huge. At the other end, Garrison pulls up, mid-range, no good. Aird with the rebound, and he gets fouled by Gallagher on a little bump as Aird was trying to control the ball. First team foul on the Pirates. Warriors will inbound the ball. Going left to right in front of me. Grove across half court with it. Works to the right off a little slip screen. Now back to J.J. Bounce pass to Vrell with a left hand. Up and in. What a pass from Howard to Vrell from that left wing. Just hooked that left-handed bounce pass around and found Keon on the cut for the left-hand lay-in. Very well executed. At the other end, Hodges is trapped by the elbow. Kicks it over to Garrison on the left wing. Finds Gallagher at the high post. Back out to Hodges on the right wing. Hodges works the dribble, comes back to the top of the key, shovels it over to Bodenhammer, wants to drive, goes inside to Rosenberg, lays it up, misses that one, gets it back, puts it up and in. Got to box him out, no body on him. They let him catch it low and then couldn't get him off the offensive glass. 3-2 in favor of Dayton. Grove, high post to Vrell, right corner down to Aird. Aird fouled by Gallagher, that's two on him, reaching in. Aird was a little off balance, and as he was trying to get back on balance by ripping the ball through, Gallagher reached in trying to knock it away, so he'll head to the bench with 5:54 left to go in the first quarter. Into the game, number 5, Tanner Gentry, a sophomore. So they get a little less beef in there. Gallagher, a big, strong body, sets screens well and rebounds, and just more experienced. Gallagher, a senior. Gentry, just a sophomore. On top with it, Trent. Backs up. Garrison guarding him at the top of this 1-2-2. Tries to go to J.J. Knocked away. J.J. gets it back on the right wing. Works to the elbow. And he's fouled by Bodenhammer. Austin Bodenhammer, a junior. Picks up the blocking foul. Third foul on the Pirates. 5:37 left to go first quarter. 3-2. Pirates with the lead. Aird triggers it in from here in front of me. Just to the right of half court. Down low, it's Aird. Nowhere to go. Got pushed. That's the third or the fourth team foul. That one's on Lane Garrison, the senior. No, junior forward. So with 5.5 to go in the first quarter, Amity's shooting free throws the rest of this quarter. JJ on the cut, right at the rim, lays it up over the top of Rosenberg in the end. A great cut by JJ, good pass and the assist from Andrew Grove. Warriors up 4-3 here early. Hodges with it, top of the key against this 2-3. Swings it over to Bodenhammer. He skips it to Garrison on the right side. Garrison takes a dribble, cut off by Aird. Back out on top to Hodges. Hodges works to the left, into the corner. JJ forces the pass out to Bodenhammer. Trying to get the ball inside. They go off the hands of Gentry. Trying to get it to Rosenberg in there. Good job of defending him, making that pass difficult. They try to fire one down on the right block to Gentry. Goes off his hands and out of bounds. Warriors ball under 5 minutes to go now here in the first quarter, up 4-3. High post. Over to Grove. Grove, top of the key three. Little strong. JJ tips, controls. Nowhere to go. Back out to Grove. Grove, they reset. Vrell on top. Vrell directing traffic. Gives it up to JJ. He'll step back for a three. No good. Rebound Hodges. Tips to himself. That was a good look for JJ there. Maybe a little quick, but nobody really got a hand up on him. Hodges over to Garrison for three. Hits it. Lane Garrison, a smooth scorer. Hits his first basket of the game. 6-4 Pirates. 4:13 to go. First quarter. JJ pops out, takes it. Left side, hands off to Aird. Aird running a little weave to Vrell. Now over to Trent. Misses that one from three-point range. A little left. Garrison comes down the left side of the floor with it. Little hesitation dribble. Gets in deep. Aird strips it. And out of bounds off of Aird. Wasn't sure where he was going to go on that one. Into the game is Quelo. Replaces Brandon Aird. So Warriors get a little smaller. A little more ball handling. Lob into Rosenberg. Wants to back down. JJ comes to help. There's a travel. Changes pivot feet. Good job by Trent. Trent had him. JJ came across to help. Rosenberg tried to spin back to his left shoulder. Picked up his dribble and changed his pivot feet. He didn't have a lot of turnovers against us the first time. And Trent, trying to save it, does. If the Warriors can control, they do. Keon swings to Grove in the left corner. Quelo for three. No good. Trent with a push. In the back of Bodenhammer. Second team foul on the Warriors. First on Trent. JJ's got one as well. Into the game, DJ Holloway replaces Bodenhammer. I think they're better with Holloway in the game, honestly. I'm not sure why Ron brings him off the bench. At least the game that I saw against him, he caused more problems for us than Bodenhammer did. Holloway gives it up to Hodges. Hodges, lightning quick, and he can get hot. Holloway, left angle three. No good. Rebound inside. Rosenberg blocked from behind by JJ. Missed it again. Gets it back. Misses it again. And we're going to get a foul. Is that going to be on JJ? It's his second. That hurts the Warriors. 3:14 left to go first quarter. JJ picks up his second foul. Trying to stop a lay-in where he didn't have position. Trying to swat it from behind. You do that, you find yourself in trouble eventually. He blocked the first one, affected the second one, and fouled him on the third one. Rosenberg hits the first. He's got four. Dyer in, JJ out, and this puts Devin in a bit of a crunch here. He's going to leave JJ on the bench for quite a while, depending on what this score is. Can't have him picking up his third. Oftentimes, that means a kid's going to sit the rest of the first half. That would be 11 minutes and 14 seconds from now. Dyer's going to have to give him some really good minutes here. Rosenberg misses the second one. Vrell muscles for the rebound against Gentry. Ball knocked away. Grove gets it. Grove up the left side. Working hard down the left side. Loses it. Off his leg and out of bounds. Good defense there by a couple of Dayton Pirates. 7-4 Pirates on top. 3:05 left to go first quarter. Warriors in a 1-3-1 now. Holloway with it. To Hodges, back to Holloway. Look inside to Rosenberg. They double him. He turns, gets away from the double and scores. The double was there, but they let him split it. So not a good double. 9-4. Pirates on top. They've scored six straight. Grove working against Rosenberg one-on-one. Crosses over, gets into his chest to Trent Carton. Off balance, misses. Grove with a rebound inside. Bounce pass to Dyer. A little mid-range, pops it. Nice job by Fanny Dyer. And a great pass by Grove. 9-6. Pirates on top with 2:25 to go. We've got a timeout on the floor taken by the Warriors. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. I want to thank you for joining us wherever you are, including Jack and Juanita Temple, listening to us from Yuma, Arizona, where they're wintering. And I want to thank them for joining in and listening to Warrior Basketball. They've got a grandson on the team, Jack Ralston, senior for Amity. And glad that we can bring you the game and you don't have to just try to follow it online somewhere or hoping to get some text updates. 2:25 left to go, first quarter. 9-6, Dayton on top of Amity. 14 fouls for the Pirates, 3 for the Warriors. Pirates have had those 14 fouls for the last 2.5 minutes, and the Warriors haven't been able to capitalize with foul shots yet. No foul shots in the game for the Warriors. Hodges breaks the pressure, gets down to the mid-range on the left wing, and buries the little 15-footer. This is his first shot of the game. Very patient, experienced point guard, takes his time. Carton with it, left wing, Warriors down 5. Carton, couple of dribbles, steps back for 3. Short, good challenge by Rosenberg. Holloway with the rebound, throws ahead to Rosenberg. Pump fake, lays it up and in. Challenged the 3-point shot, then just leaked out. He's got 8 points already. 13-6, Dayton. Can't lose touch of this team. You got to stay with them early. Burrell in the high post, bounce pass to Carton, reverse lay-in, gets it to drop. Great pass by Burrell to Carton. 13-8. It's a drive by Garrison, lays it up with the left hand. Nobody came across. Garrison with 5. Garrison and Rosenberg doing most of the damage. They've got 13 between them. Down low, bounce pass stolen away by Garrison from Grove. Garrison coming the other way, throws underneath to Gentry, lays it up, short, ball tipped again, and we're going to have a loose ball foul on Dyer as Rosenberg got that inside position again. Warriors are not doing a good job of getting inside position on the defensive rebounding end. They're allowing Rosenberg to find his way into the middle of the paint, right to the rim, and just dominate the glass. Rosenberg hits the first one. Already 9 points in this first quarter. And here's the response. Carton out, Oyua in, and Oyua coming in for one reason, and that is to put a body on Rosenberg. Now, Oyua's a big kid, goes about 6'2", 6'3". Strong, spend some time in the weight room, good football player, and it'll be his strength against the just crushing size of Rosenberg at 6'6 and probably 240 pounds or so. Dyer swings over to Quelo. Quelo forced away outside by Gentry, gets it to Oyua, hands off to Vrell. Vrell turns the corner, had the 3, couldn't get it off, down low to Oyua, kicks it out, Grove for 3, left corner. Airballs that. Dyer with the rebound inside. Lays it up. In foul. Nice job by Danny Dyer. Working that offensive glass. Gets that offensive rebound. Puts it up and in and draws the contact from behind. It's going to be on Garrison, his second. So Garrison's going to come out. And they're going to bring Bodenhammer back in. So look for Hodges to take over a little bit more offensively, maybe, with Garrison out. Dyer misses, gets his own rebound. Gets his pass tipped, hands it to Quelo. So Dyer gets a miss, but an offensive board after it's tipped. Grove, high post, Oyua, dribbles to his right, gives to Quelo, fakes the 3, out to Dyer. Dyer swings to Vrell on the left wing. They get up tight on him, knock it away, he gets it back, over to Quelo, right corner, Grove for 3. Halfway down, wouldn't stay. Ball tip. Grove with the rebound. Out to Vrell for 3. Out on top. Way too strong. And we're going to have a loose ball foul on Dyer trying to fight for position. That's going to put the Pirates on the line. Probably Rosenberg headed there. Nope. Gentry. 11.9 seconds left to go. First quarter. 16-10 in favor of the Pirates. and Gentry to the line to try to extend that. Boy, the Warriors had multiple chances there, just could not finish. Two good looks from three-point range. Gentry misses the first one. Aired in, Dyer out. Dyer with his second. So Dyer and Howard both with two fouls for the Warriors. Gallagher and Garrison with two each for Dayton. Gentry gets the second one to drop. Warriors with 11 seconds to get something done here. Down to nine. Grove, cross half court, works left. Out to Varell. Got a look from three. Little strong again. Rebound, Quelo. Was fouled, no call. They shovel it ahead. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Dayton, 17. Amity, 10. This is KLYC and Podbean. We'll be back. Warrior basketball from Sprague High School. Your Warriors trail the Pirates of Dayton, 17-10. After one quarter in this boys' district title action. I don't know how many times these two programs have met over the years for the district title. Since I've been here in 12 years, I think this is the fifth time, maybe more, that they've played for the district title. More often than not, that's for sure. It might be more than that. Inside ball knocked away. Yoakum into the game, turns it over, trying to go to Oyua. Holloway outside for three, hits it. DJ Holloway, his first shot of the game, or his first basket of the game. 20-10. Warriors need to get some stops on the offensive end, or the defensive end. They need to create something on the offensive end. Carton backs his way down. Gets it out to Aird. Drives. Hangs. Rosenberg changes that shot, and then comes down with the ball. Works his way down. Runs down Trent. No call. Late call. Offensive foul. Boy, that was a delayed call by about 2 seconds. The official right in front of it kind of replayed it in his mind and then decided that was a charge. He didn't call anything initially. So that is the first foul on Rosenberg. Looks like Dayton set it up in a matchup zone here. I'm not really sure what it is, though. No, it's man-to-man. They're going man-to-man. Carton on the right side. Offensive foul at the other end as Gentry, into the game. Salas does a good job of drop-stepping, staying in front of Trent. Trent mows him down, his second foul. So the Warriors have all kinds of foul issues. Howard, Dyer, and Carton all with two fouls. Carton generally pretty able to play with foul trouble, better than most kids, though. So we'll see how he does. Bodenhammer, down low to Rosenberg. He steps out to about 15, tries to work his way down. Dumps the pass. Bodenhammer lays it up, misses. Good defense by Aird, rebounded by Carton. Carton coming the other way. Into the corner. Yoakum drives, loses it. Out of bounds off of Dayton. Guess that's why he lost it. Warriors going left to right here in this first half in front of me. Across from the benches. Aird. It into Yoakum. Yoakum looking for a spark here from Yoakum tonight. He always goes all out, but sometimes a little rough. That pass gets picked off. Bodenhammer leaves it. Holloway for three. No good. Rebound. Vrell throws long. He's got Carton out in front. Carton takes it in. Fouled, and he'll shoot two. Just couldn't quite muscle that in. Holloway with the foul. Second team foul on the Pirates here in the quarter. Warriors have one. First on Holloway. Carton to shoot two free throws. Warriors down 10. Carton hits the first one. Maybe that'll get him going here. He's got 3 points in the game. Sometimes free throws will do that. JJ coming back in. So that is a sign when you bring somebody in with two fouls, 6:30 to go in the second quarter, that you're a little desperate. And I think Devin's feeling that way right now. It's like if they're going to stay in this game, they probably need JJ in there. Especially on the offensive end. And they're struggling offensively, down by 8, 20-12. Salas back to Hodges on top, drives, leaves it for Holloway. Ball blocked, knocked away by Yoakum. Aired, head to Carton. Carton pulls up, banks it, won't stay. And Oyua is going to get the foul on the rebound. Trent, probably one he should give up. He he looked a little indecisive on that shot. He pulled up so he wouldn't pick up the offensive foul and did a little jump stop, but he didn't really come to a complete jump stop. He was still fading a little to his momentum side, which was his right side, and tried to put that up with kind of one hand off the backboard as he was moving to his right sill a little bit, a little awkward, rattled around, wouldn't stay. Trying to avoid the foul led to bad form on the shot. Garrison out to Salas. Back to Garrison on top. Crosses over to the elbow. Out to Salas for three. No good. Rebound, Carton. Carton looking to push up to Yoakum on the right side. Slows it down. Skips it over to Aird. Aird, top of the key. Hands off to, tries to hand off to JJ. Knocked away by Salas. Good effort by Emilio Salas. Senior guard. Cuelo in. Oyua out. Oyua's body not needed in there against this lineup. Rosenberg on the bench right now getting a break. Warriors down eight with the ball. They work it to Aird on the left wing. Aird, high post. Cuelo turns, gets to the mid-range, leaves it for JJ along the baseline. Skip pass to Carton. Carton fakes the three, backs out, tries to go to Aird, knocked away, gets it back. Carton drives off the glass, misses that one. Trying to force that a little bit. They're having a hard time solving this matchup zone. Garrison with travel. Tried to Euro step it. The Euro step is something that you have to get your, when you control the ball, has to be timed just right, and he controlled the ball too soon. So the idea is on the Euro step, the way you get that extra looking step, it looks awkward. You get it by not grabbing the ball until right after you place one foot on the ground. Then that step doesn't count as part of the control. JJ at the other end backs it out on top to Grove. Cuelo in the game along with Grove, Carton, Aird, and Howard. JJ works to the top of the key. Warriors having a really hard time getting anything going here. Cuelo off balance, lays it up and in on the right side. Just a lot of one-on-one right now for the Warriors. Some lights went out just above us here, but I don't think it affected the gym lighting. Garrison trapped in the middle of the key. Kicks it back out to Salas. Hodges on top. Warriors down six. 4.5 to go first half. Hodges gets to the left elbow. Forced that one. Missed it. I don't think Ron will be happy about that. Ball knocked away, but Cuelo gets it back. Hoff will not like that shot. That was a force by Hodges. The other end, Carton, deep three, short, inside, Aird, ball stripped away from him by Salas and out of bounds. Salas is everywhere. Back into the game, Rosenberg. This is where Devin has to, yep, he's going to match with Oyua coming in. Waiting. There they get him buzzed in. So, Cuelo out. So, Oyua in to deal with Rosenberg's big body. I think that's a good strategic decision by Devin. Ball knocked away by Dayton and out of bounds on the inbound. Warriors will inbound down here at the right end of the floor along the sideline. Grove gets it into Aird. Hodges on him. Ball knocked away. Oyua ends up with it. Puts it up. Missed it. Aird gets it back. He puts it up and in. Great job by Aird and Oyua to work hard inside there. They cut it to four. It's a six-point run for the Warriors. Garrison cut off on the baseline, kicks out. Bodenhammer for three, hits it, and we're going to have a loose ball foul inside. Is that going to be on JJ? If it is, it's his third. Unbelievably bad foul. Basket is good for Bodenhammer. It was a three. JJ picks up his third foul, a loose ball foul, not even close to the play, battling for position. They get him for a shove. And that is just devastating for the Warriors. Bodenhammer hits the three, makes it a 23-16 game, and Dayton gets the ball because it was after the shot was released. So it's like a turnover. Hodges gets to the rim with the right hand on the left side and scores, and suddenly it's a five-point trip, and it's 25-16. Warriors down by nine. Aird at the foul line, short. Rebound Garrison at the foul line. Comes the other way. 3.5 to go. Garrison drives. Traveled. Jumped into Cuelo. They're going to say he traveled before he made the contact. He banked that shot in, but no points on it. Doesn't count. 25-16. Amity down 9. Three team fouls on the Warriors this quarter and two on Dayton. We're going to have a full timeout taken by the Amity Warriors. So we'll take a break. This is Amity Warrior Basketball. Hang in there. We'll be right back. 25-16 Dayton Pirates on top of your Amity Warriors here in this Pac West District Championship. 3:29 remaining first half. Warriors basketball. Carton inbounds to Grove. He'll get things started here. They're out there with Oyua, Coelho, and Aird. Aird on the right wing. Drives. Down low to Carton. Carton trapped. Back out to Aird for three. No good. Oh my goodness. Rosenberg with a headlock on Oyua. That's his second. Oyua did a great job of getting position. Rosenberg just wrapped him up in a headlock with that left arm while he went up for the ball. Great job by Miles. This is what you need, that physicality. They throw it out on top on the inbound to Carton. Bodenhammer on him. Over to Grove. Warriors haven't hit an outside shot today. The drive hang. Trying to dump to Oyua. Not a good pass. Picked off by Hodges. Grove forcing that one. Hodges at the elbow, turns, fires, and buries it. That's a tough shot. He's got six in this first half. They're up by 11, largest lead of the game for Dayton. And they've scored seven straight. Aird, mid-range, buries it. Nice job by Brandon. He's got four. Breaks that 7-0 run. 27-18. 2.5 minutes to go, first half. Rosenberg in the mid post on the right side. They double him. Finds Garrison on the cut. Lays it up with the left hand. Got to stay with him. Can't turn your head on Lane Garrison. Great pass by Rosenberg. Over the top of the double team. He's big. He can throw it over your double team. Trying to go inside to Coelho. Pass picked off by Rosenberg. Way too many turnovers by the Warriors. There's a pass ahead to Hodges. And he gets the lay-in, the assist from Garrison. 31-18, Dayton running away with this one now here in this second quarter. And it was 20-16, it's an 11-2 run. Grove hangs, shot blocked, Hodges with the rebound. Rosenberg got the block there, I think. Garrison on the right wing, back out on top. Rosenberg drives, rumbling, misses that one, gets it back, turns, the right hand, no good. Carton had it, fouled. Fourth foul on the Pirates with a minute 40 to go in the first half. So no shots coming for Trent. Coelho, or Vrell in and Aird out. So Vrell, Coelho, Oyua, Carton, and Grove on the floor. Grove walks it up the right side. Dayton defense has been outstanding, and the Warriors haven't made it look bad by missing so many shots, and like that, just a bad pass off the foot of Carton. He gets it back. Hands to Vrell. Just tight. That's what it looks like. Vrell with a great drive with the right hand. Lays it up and in over the top of the defense. Keon with four in the game. Cuts it back to 11. Warriors needed some stops here. A couple of stops, a couple of baskets going into halftime would be great. Hodges at the elbow. Kicks it out to Gentry. And a Bodenhammer on the left angle. Bodenhammer back to Hodges out on top. Takes his time. 18 on the shot clock, minute to go, first half. Garrison looking for the back door. Good job by Coelho cutting off Gentry. Hodges left wing. Bodenhammer slips the screen. Hodges pass knocked away, stolen by Vrell. Vrell fakes, now takes his time, pushes it up the left side. Ahead to Coelho in the corner. Coelho back out to Vrell. Somebody's got to pop a three here for the Warriors. They have not hit one yet today. Carton drives, not there, kicks out to Grove, gets a screen from Carton. Down low, Oyua lays it up and in. Great pass from Grove. Oyua with the basket, his first of the game, cuts it to 9, 20 seconds. Last shot coming for Ron Hopps Pirates here. He's got that senior point guard in Hodges who can score on anybody from anywhere. He kicks it over, Gentry. Down to Garrison. They go inside to Gallagher. Turns. Blocked by Oyua. 5 seconds. Vrell with three. Ahead to Coelho. Gets it up and in before the buzzer. 2 points for Coelho. What a pass by Keon Vrell. Coelho out and running. Gets it off the glass before the buzzer. 31
to 24. Warriors down 7 at a half, but they score the last 4 points of the half to cut that 11-point lead. Actually, they scored the last 5 points of the half. It was 31-18, and now it's 31-24. So we get a little Eric Clapton going in the background. Must be John Stearns picking the music because it's all been good. All right, so in that first half, the Warriors had about as balanced as you'll ever see out of a team. They have Dyer, Vrell, Quelo, Carton, and Aird with 4 points each. Oyua and Howard with 2 each. That's incredibly balanced. For Dayton, Rosenberg dominated that first quarter with 9 points, but didn't score in the second quarter. Garrison has 7, and Hodges has 8. All right, we got about 9.5 minutes. We're going to throw some music your way and hang out. We'll be back on KLYC and Podbean here in just a few minutes with second half action. Thanks for joining us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a little while. KLYC, I apologize for the music there. I thought I had turned that off. Got it fixed now, I think. All right. Take care of business here. I think everything should be good now. Have my wife check it. Make sure. All right. Dayton ball to start the second half with a 7-point lead. Hodges works left. A little more offensive threat. Gets doubled. Leaves it right in front of the rim for Gallagher. No rotation on the defense. Gallagher, his first basket of the game. And they take it to 9. J.J. playing with 3 fouls. Got to get something out of him offensively. He gets into the key, loses the ball, turns it over. Hodges going the other way. Jumps, lays it up. Good defense by Grove, but the rebound by Rosenberg, and he scores. He's got 11 in the game. Leading scorer for either team. And it's an 11-point lead. Skip it over to Aird on the left side. Aird drives, gets in deep. He is fouled twice by Gallagher. That's his third. Gentry going to come in. Gallagher going to head to the bench with his 3 fouls. Good attack by Aird. He'll get 2 free throws out of this. First one good for Brandon. He's got 5 in the game. So Gallagher out and Gentry in. Not a very smart foul for Gallagher. You play him with 2. You've got an 11-point lead. You don't need to foul. Even if they score, it's not the end of the world. Being on the bench, though, kind of stinks if you're Gallagher. Aird hits a pair. 9-point Pirate lead early in the third quarter. Gentry goes down low to Rosenberg. And we're going to have a foul on Grove, who quickly gets his hand up. Make sure they call it on him and not JJ. As Rosenberg was trying to find, looks like Bodenhammer on the cut there. They lob into Gentry, back out to Garrison. Garrison pulls up from the left elbow. A little too strong. Rosenberg with the rebound over the top and puts it back up and in with a short jumper. Trent had position, but he didn't get off the ground. And as a result of that, he didn't draw any contact. At the other end, Aird buries a 3. He's got all 5 Warrior points here to start the quarter. Warriors within 8. Yeah, Trent had inside position on the big guy, Rosenberg, but he just put a body on him, and Rosenberg jumped and got to the ball. Hodges with a tough drive with the left hand, misses. JJ with the rebound, going hard the other way, shovels it over to Keon for 3. No good. Ball's loose. Grove has it. Steps through with the left hand, lays it up and in. Everybody was trying to go for the ball, and it got Grove an easy lane there to step through with the left hand, and no contest on the lay-in. Warriors cut it back to 6. They were down by 7 at halftime. Down low, Rosenberg. They double him. Back out to Garrison. Thought about the 3. Wants to drive. Goes behind the back to the elbow. Over to Hodges on the right angle. Hodges to Rosenberg in the mid post. He turns. Tough shot. Missed everything. Trent with the rebound. Over to Grove. Warriors a chance to cut this lead below 6. Grove hangs in the lane. Banks it in! Andrew Grove looked like he wasn't sure he wanted to shoot that at the last second. Nothing else to do. Flips it up off the glass straight in front of the rim about 5-6 feet out. Banks it in. 4-point Warrior deficit. Gentry to Garrison in the left corner. To Rosenberg. They double him, triple him. Kick it back out to Garrison. Drives. Fouled. Got bumped on the lower body as he was shooting. Nobody hit his upper body, but he was trying to kind of step through, lay that up and in, and somebody got him hip checked there. They're going to call it on Trent Carton, his third. OU a checking in next dead ball. Garrison misses the free throw. He's a good free throw shooter. So Trent will get a break with his three fouls. Both teams with one guy with three. Devin talks to him as he comes out. Make sure he knows, hey, you're coming out because you got three and we might need you later in the game. Can't have you picking up the fourth here in the third quarter. Misses them both. Rebound, OUA with a good box out. So big misses there by Lane Garrison. Normally a good shooter. Grove for three. No good. Short. And the ball goes out of bounds along the end line near the corner. Good look for Grove. Warriors just only 1-3 in this game. That was by Aird here in this quarter. I'd say they're about 1 out of 8, if I was guessing. Hodges, left side. Gentry had the three halfway down. Rosenberg with the rebound, turns, leaves it short. Gentry with the rebound, puts it up, misses that. Rebound inside, Vrell had it, and it's out of bounds off of Gentry. Good defense in there by the Warriors to stay after that. Even though they gave up the offensive rebound, they didn't give up on the play. Warriors ball, 37-33 Dayton lead, 4:40 to go, third quarter. Grove, top of the key, over to Vrell on the angle, back to Grove on top, drives, kicks to Aird. Aird, little weave action, gives it up to Vrell. Vrell from the elbow, no good. JJ with the rebound. Howard shovels it through the hands. Vrell saves, ends up in Hodges' hands. Hodges attacks Aird on the left side, cut off, leaves it out for Garrison. Garrison with the drive. And he is fouled by Aird as he attacks the left side of the rim. Warriors with a great opportunity there, but a turnover after J.J.'s pass kind of went flying out towards midcourt. Vrell trying to save it. Probably would have been better off just taking the over and back at that point. Garrison misses again. 0 for 3 from the line. This one might get in his head here a little bit with a couple more misses. Misses them both. Good box out by OUA. Garrison misses four straight foul shots. Grove pulls up for three. Looks good. Short. Gets his own rebound. Drives. Hangs. Left it short on the glass. Rebound. Gentry gets it to Hodges. Grove with two excellent looks there. Couldn't finish. Hodges at the other end. Gets into the key. Hangs. Leaves it for Rosenberg. Lays it up and in. Drew OUA found Rosenberg with the quick little left to right cross key pass there. Back to a 6-point deficit for the Warriors. Aird in the right corner. Picks it up. Lobs out to Vrell. Vrell out by the angle. And we've got a foul here on Bodenhammer. Trying to think of what to call that. It'd be the Warrior head in our gym. In their gym, it's the Ollies. They're the Olympians, right? So I guess it's the O-L-Y-S, the Ollies logo. That threw me off there. I wasn't ready to say that. Pass stolen away. Ball's loose. That should be a travel as Garrison. Oh, my goodness. They gave Ron Hoff the timeout. Garrison was flopping around like a fish out of water with the ball in his hands, rolling around. And they gave Hoff the timeout. Wow. Full timeout taken by the Pirates. Cannot believe that that was not called a travel. That is incredible. My goodness. Garrison literally was on his left side with the ball, rolled over to his right side, and then started to roll again before they gave him the timeout. That was a tough one to see called. Warriors turned the ball over, but then did a good job defensively of creating what should have been another turnover and gotten the ball back. Instead, Ron Hoff granted the timeout. I guess it's good to be, you know, the best coach in the state. You get those favorable timeout calls from the officials, maybe. 39-33, Dayton on top by 6. Two fouls on the Pirates this quarter, 3 on the Warriors. Foul trouble for the Warriors. JJ has three. Trent has three. They're both in the game right now as Devin knows. Like, these kids just need to play smart, but he needs his best players on the floor. Plus, he needs Miles out there to put a body on this Rosenberg. That's worked pretty well overall. They go inside to Rosenberg. Oyua pushes him underneath the basket. Rosenberg pivots and lays it up and in anyway. JJ had a hand on that ball, I think. That was good defense by Oyua. I thought there might have been a travel in there, but I guess it was really good footwork. Carton for three. No good. Hits the shot clock up above the backboard. 8-point game, 3:05 to go third quarter. Warriors come up empty again. They just can't find that three-point range tonight. One out of how many ever? 9 or 10 they've shot. It's been brutal shooting for the Warriors. They've hung in there, though. Tough defense and tenacious rebounding at both ends. Hodges, they double him. Oyua hustles to get back on Rosenberg. Down low with the ball. They double him. Back out. Garrison starts to drive, gets to the foul line, inside. Rosenberg should have three in the key. They don't call it. JJ with the rebound. Gives it up to Grove. 2:40, third quarter. Warriors down 8. Grove, top of the key, works left, gives it up to Varell, skips it over to JJ for three. Short, airballed it. It's his shot. Just has been out of sync the whole game. At the other end, Hodges pulls up for three, misses. Rebound, Grove knocked away. Oyua gets it. Gives it up to Keon. Keon ahead to JJ. JJ drives. Gets to the rim this time. Misses the lay-in. And then loses the ball out of bounds on the rebound. Frustrated with himself. That was his move. A great move at the foul line. Little hesitation to the right. Went to his left. Got all the way to the rim. And just in and out. Holloway at the other end for three. Buries it. I told you, they're better when this kid's in the game. It's his second three. He's their best outside shooter besides Hodges, I think. 44-33. Warriors were here, and now they're in trouble. JJ for three. Too strong. Trent with the rebound. We're going to get a loose ball foul inside on Dayton. It's going to be on Garrison. That's his third. Third team foul on the Pirates with a minute 49. Bodenhammer into the game. Gentry out. And McShane will get Quelo into the game and Varell out. Warriors down 11 again. They've been there a couple times. JJ on the right angle skips it over to Quelo. Quelo, man-to-man defense for Dayton. Drives, leaves it for Carton. Out to JJ. JJ on the left angle skips it over to Grove for three. Too strong. Gets his own rebound. Takes it in for the layup and scores as he gets underneath Garrison's shot block attempt. Good job by Grove. It's the second time he's missed a three, gotten his own rebound and scored. But man, the shooting woes for the Warriors continue. One out of whatever from three-point range. It's got to be pushing 12 now. It's just been a horrendous outside shooting night. They're down 9. They've hung in there with good defense. And getting after that offensive glass, getting some second and third chance opportunities, but just brutal outside shooting tonight for the Warriors. Pirates with a 9-point lead, 44-35. Both teams with 3 fouls in the quarter and a minute 27 remaining on the game clock. On the floor for the Warriors, it's Quelo, Carton, Grove, Oyua, Howard. For Dayton, it's Rosenberg, Holloway, Hodges, Garrison with 3 fouls staying out there, and Bodenhammer. Hodges brings it up the middle of the floor, crosses the timeline. JJ picking him up in a 1-3-1 there. Warriors switching up their defensive look. First time we've seen this with JJ on top tonight. Hodges into the corner, Bodenhammer, they trap. He skips it over to Holloway. Down in the low block. Rosenberg back over. Hodges out top for three, buries it. That's how you beat a zone, is you keep moving the ball until one of your best shooters gets a look. 12-point game, 47-35, 50 seconds to go in the quarter. Grove tries to feed OU, but not there. JJ with the drive, fouled on the drive. Before the shot, fourth team foul. It's going to be on Garrison, though. That's his fourth. That'll get him out of the game and Salas back in. Honestly, Salas a better defender. Not quite the offensive player that Garrison is, but Garrison hasn't scored in the third quarter, 0 for 4 from the foul line. Grove left corner with it, 40 seconds to go in the quarter. JJ at the foul line, starts to drive, steps back, short on the free throw line jumper. Grove gets it, little runner in the lane, misses, and the rebound to Bodenhammer. Warriors have just shot atrociously tonight. Just missed two mid-range shots right there. At the other end, Rosenberg misses. Carton crashes for the board. Gets it ahead to Grove with 12 seconds. Be nice to cut this to single digits here. It's 12 right now. Grove works to the right. Drives, kicks. Coelho, offensive foul on Grove. Salas, who else? Told you, Salas is the better defender. Having him in the game has just been a problem for the Warriors. He has tipped balls, drawn fouls. That's the second charge he's drawn. From half court, Hodges wide left, Carton with the rebound after three. Warriors find themselves down by 12, 47-35. That was a 16-11 quarter for the Pirates. We'll take a quick break and be back on KLYC and Podbean. Start of the fourth quarter here from Sprague High School, where your Warriors trail the Pirates in this boys' Pac West Conference title game. 47-35. Carton, Coelho, Howard, Vrell, and Yoakum on the floor for the Warriors. Carton down low. Vrell lays it up and in. That's a great pass from Carton to Vrell. Nice little high-low on the drive. Carton pulled up and just dumped the ball down for an easy left-hand basket. 10-point game. Rosenberg with it, trying to work his way down. Good defense there. He comes up a little short. Vrell tips it. Rosenberg gets it back, lays it up and in. Warriors did everything right except get the rebound. JJ running the point. Man-to-man defense. Hodges on him. Hodges cuts him off. He gives it to Yoakum over to Carton for three. Buries it. Trent Carton with just the second three-point field goal of the game for the Warriors. Now it's 9. Coelho gets up quick on Hodges. Makes him work a little bit. Warriors in man-to-man. Coelho on Hodges. It's a tough matchup for the junior, Con Coelho. Hodges about as quick a point guard. And we're going to have an offensive foul away from the ball. It's on Salas. I didn't see it. I was looking at the ball. Carton was clapping. So I assume it had something to do with Salas setting a screen on Carton, getting the moving screen call. 9-point game. Early in the fourth quarter. Coelho running the point now. Hodges will pick him up. He's going to pick up whoever's running the point, I guess. Coelho picks up his dribble. Finally finds Vrell popping out. Keon swings it over to Carton. Carton drives. Nothing there. To JJ. Gets a screen. Back to Trent. Trent inside. Fouled. Oh, jump ball. Wow. There was a reach in from behind that came right across Trent's wrist. Apparently, all three officials had a bad angle on that. Because that was not a jump ball. That should have been a foul. Reach in foul from behind. Alternating possession goes to Dayton. Hodges crosses over, gets to the rim, lays it up. It's short. Ball knocked out of there by Vrell, I think, to Yoakum. Yoakum, stutter step, drives, kicks, Carton for three. Short. Wow. Another wide open three missed by the Warriors. Going the other way, Rosenberg gets into the key, kicks it back out. Garrison for three. Short. JJ trying to control, can't. Salas gets the rebound, lays it up and in. Salas is just a pain in our tail. That's his first basket of the game. But he just makes stuff happen when he's on the floor. Both Holloway and Salas really bring a burst of energy. Salas on the defensive end and the hustle end. And Holloway as a spot-up shooter for them. giving them another threat on the floor. We've got a full timeout. We'll take a break. It's 51-40, Pirates on top. 5:53 remaining here in the fourth quarter. 51-40, Warriors trail by 11 with the ball. Cuello, Carton, Vrell, Yoakum, Howard for the Warriors. Yoakum starts to drive, loses it, back out to Vrell. Skip pass to J.J. in the left corner. J.J. drives, offensive foul. Easy call. Lowered his shoulder and just pushing the whole way. Easy call. Lower your shoulder and extend that right arm. Fourth foul on Howard. Back into the game, Aird and Grove. They're going to stay in there with Vrell, Carton, and Yoakum. 5:39 left to go. Devin having a little conversation with JJ. JJ frustrated, obviously. He's had a rough game. Just 2 points and four fouls in the game for Howard. Devin's got to get his head right, though, because they're going to have a game on Tuesday. Three-pointer missed by Bodenhammer. Rebound Carton. Ahead to Aird, right wing. In the corner, Yoakum. Yoakum back to Aird. You got to step in and start busting some shots here, folks. Grove, his shot blocked, I think, by Garrison. Pass ahead to Salas. Over and back. He handed off to Bodenhammer, who wasn't across half court yet. Salas taps his chest and says, "That's my bad." Just was in a hurry to get rid of the ball. Holloway in, Salas out. Nope. Holloway in, Bodenhammer out. So Holloway stays in there with Salas, Garrison, Rosenberg, and Hodges. Warriors with the ball. Yoakum, right angle, extended, on top. Aird swings over to Carton. Looking inside, nothing there. Grove on top. Offensive foul on Brandon Aird, setting a screen. Just under the 5-minute mark to go here in the fourth quarter. 51-40, Pirates on top of your Warrior boys. And this quarter has been a struggle for the Warriors offensively. They have 5 points in 3 minutes. And one of their best offensive threats all year, J.J. Howard, just 2 points in the game. Salas underneath gets a lay-in. Good pass by Rosenberg. We're going to get a delay of game on Salas. Warning. Warriors ball down 13, 4:40 to go. It's funny. It's like we're close to playing with them, but everything has to go right. We need to shoot the ball well for starters, not turn it over, do a good job of not giving up easy baskets. Grove on the drive, awkward looking shot, can't get it to drop as he's kind of floating to his left hand, shooting it with his right on the left side of the key. It's a tough shot. Rosenberg kicks it out in the corner to Holloway. Holloway to Salas on top, Hodges. Hodges looks inside, gets Rosenberg, rumbling down the right side, banks it in. He has 21 in the game, 12 in this half. Been Rosenberg's show again. There's a pass. Warriors lose it, get it back. Yoakum blocked from behind by Garrison, going the other way. Garrison's about 6'3". Bounce pass to Holloway, lays it up short, followed by Rosenberg running the floor. He's got 23. And it's 17. This is what's happened the overtime of the first game and the fourth quarter of the second game. Warriors are hanging in there, and then all of a sudden Dayton goes on a run. And the Warriors cannot hang with them. Like I said, things need to go right for the Warriors to play with a team of this caliber. And one of the things that has to go right is you've got to make your outside shots. Warriors have 2 3-pointers today. Just roughly, I would say they're 2 out of 15 from 3-point range. It has not been good at all. You're just not going to win a lot of games shooting that poorly. And out of those 15 shots, let's say, that they've taken from 3-point range, probably 12 of them have been open looks. Probably been 2 or 3 forced shots all night from the three-point range. So you're getting good looks. Man, you got to make them. And a lot of them just look to me like they had the opportunity to shoot a shot, was open, but they would rush it or kind of push it, aim it a little bit. Just it didn't look confident and relaxed like you need to shoot your three-point shot. And then, you know, Rosenberg is just a lot to handle. The Warriors have had a good game plan at times for him, but, you know, he gets a lot of garbage points because he's always right at the rim, hanging out within about 3 feet of the basket, sometimes where there should be a three-second call, but he gets a lot of offensive rebound putback. Sometimes his own misses. If he misses, the chances of you boxing him out and getting that ball back are almost zero, unless you're 6'6 or taller, which we have none of those. Grove to Aird, drives the left hand, gets inside, ball knocked away by Salas. Aird gets it back, and we're going to get an offensive foul on Brandon Aird as he put a shoulder into Salas, and Salas flopped backwards, but Aird's physical. He was trying to clear some space down there to get a shot off. Yoakam out and Quelo in. Third foul on the Warriors this quarter, only one for the Pirates. Warriors extend their man pressure, and Aird picks up his fourth foul, reaching in on Holloway along the right sideline. Fourth team foul on the Warriors, so Pirates are going to be shooting the remainder of this game. Oh, they're saying that's five on Aird, not four. The clock says four. The book says five. So score clock is not always accurate. Nope. No. What are they talking about? So Aird goes out, but the announcement didn't make any sense. Oh, they had the team fouls wrong is what they had. They were one short on the team fouls. So that was the confusion. He was holding up five fingers. They thought he meant that was the fifth foul on Aird. It's only his fourth, though he does go out and have a seat. JJ comes back into the game, but it was the fifth team foul. So that was the confusion. They thought that was the fifth foul on Aird. It was actually the fifth team foul. So Holloway goes to the line to shoot two, misses the first one. Better three-point shooter than he is free-throw shooter. Buries the second one. I say that because he's two out of three from three-point range, one out of two from the foul line. We've got a whistle on the floor. We're going to have a technical on somebody. I think it might be on Garrison. Ron Hopp not happy. He just turned his back on his player. Is it a delay of game?
Is a technical foul on the team?
If that's on Garrison, that's his fifth. So Carton will shoot the technical. I think it was a delay of game. Carton misses the first one. Buries the second one. So I didn't get what the technical was for. Garrison's still in the game, so it wasn't a personal technical. It was a team technical, I think, for delay of game. The Warriors get a point out of that, down 17. Grove tries to drive. Now Garrison's got five. He untucks his jersey and heads for the bench for the second time. He thought he was fouling out with the technical, but it was a team technical. So Garrison goes out and has a seat on the bench. Third team foul on the Pirates. Gallagher in with his three or four personal fouls, whatever he's got. Hasn't played much in this game. Grove to JJ. Hands it off. Carton back to Vrell. That's a nice little high-low that they got earlier. This one was going left to right instead of right to left. Vrell gets the basket. He's got eight in the game. That's a play that works well. I like it. It's a little weave at the top, and then Vrell just dives to the block, and they get the pass high-low while the defense is worried about the weave. Hodge is blocked, and we'll get a foul called on Grove, who doesn't argue. Hodges will go to the line to shoot two. Third foul on Grove. Hodges at the line. Misses the first one. It's his first attempt tonight. He's got 11 points in the game. One of the best point guards in the state. He can score. He can handle pressure. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes on the floor. He's a good defender. Just seems like a good kid out there, too. Great attitude. Varell airballs a three from the right corner. Challenged by Salas. 2:45 to go, fourth quarter. 59-43. Gallagher on top of Salas. Swings it over to Hodges on the left angle. Hodges backs it out. Quelo on him. Lobs Rosenberg. Probably had three in the key. There it is. First time all game. Greg Taylor finally counted to three. Been waiting for him to count to three. Been wanting him to count to three. Been wishing he would count to three. He finally does. 59-43. Warriors down 16. Grove, probably fouled by Hodges. No call. Varell with a drive. Loses it on the way up. Going up for a left-hand lay-in, and he just lost the ball. Hodges the other way. One of those days, folks. Hodges gets into traffic, and we have a timeout called before the jump ball, apparently. Ron Hopp is great at calling those before the official can blow the whistle on the infraction. Full timeout taken by Dayton. 2:03 left to go. 59-43 Pirates. We'll be right back. 2:03 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Dayton Pirates are going to be the number one seed coming out of the PacWest Conference again. They were last year and for the last few years. Carton tips a pass out of bounds. Hodges trying to go to Rosenberg. Salas out, Gentry in. Hodges out on top. Galloway travels, no call. Hands off, or Holloway, excuse me. They throw down to Rosenberg. Ball knocked away, stolen. Grove ahead to JJ. JJ takes it up and misses the dunk. And if you want to know exactly what the night has looked like for the Warriors, there it is. At the other end, Rosenberg lays it up. He's got 25 in the game. Quelo attacks the other end, lays it up, as there's no defense on the floor right now for either team. Quelo is 6. Minute 24 to go. They want a trap. Hodges beats the trap. Bounce pass down low to Gallagher. Hangs and scores over JJ. Gallagher with 4 points in the game. JJ skips it over to Grove. Fakes the three. Drives out to Trent for three. No good. Rebound Gallagher. Look at Rosenberg out running. He's always running the floor. He understands there's some easy baskets to be had if you just get out and run. I haven't seen a big guy run this well probably since Josh Wart in our league. Hodges with 45 seconds. Drives. Probably got fouled. Kicks it out to Gentry for three. Short. Rebound Gallagher. Picks it up with the right hand. Misses. Rosenberg with the rebound. Misses. Puts it back up and in. 27 for Rosenberg and probably 15 rebounds easily. A lot of them his own misses. At the other end, Varell for three. Misses everything wide right. Grove, left corner three. No good. Rebound tipped and Holloway with it. 15 seconds. 20-point win for Dayton. 65-45 is going to be the final here as Hodges will dribble out the clock. Warriors could not get anything going offensively. Final score, Dayton 65, Amity 45, as they outscore the Warriors 18-10 in that fourth quarter. Warriors were down 7 after 1, down 7 at halftime, and had this down to a 4-point game in that second quarter, but just couldn't hang on. No, in the third quarter, they had it down to a 4-point game at one point in the third quarter and just could not hang on, couldn't keep the defense up, and never got the offense really going. 45 points in four quarters of varsity basketball is not going to win a lot of games for you. Warriors were led tonight by, let's see, I think Trent Carton with 8. Keon Varell with 8. Brandon Aird with 9. Andrew Grove had 6. Andy Dyer had 4. Conquelo had 6. And Oyua and Howard with 2 each. Rosenberg, I think, with 27 for the Pirates. And Boston Hodges with 12 leading the way for the district champion. So if you're looking ahead at what this means for Amity, they came into this game as the 14th ranked team, losing to the number six team in the state. Not going to hurt you too much. So let's assume they keep that 14th ranking. They will probably be seated about 14th or so, something like that, which means they would have a home game. If they're 14th or 15th, or 16th, they're going to have a home game coming up here on February 20th. So Tuesday, February 20th, the Warriors should have a home game. You can check OSAA.org and go to boys basketball, look at their brackets for 3A, and you will see you'll see this spelled out for you probably Sunday morning sometime after all the district tournament stuff is done. Maybe late tonight, but probably tomorrow morning you'll be able to check that and see what their final seeding is. All right, they are doing all district announcements here. We're going to go ahead and cut out of here. Podbean listeners, you'll need to tune back into a new Podbean broadcast for the girls' basketball. I'm not going to start that for a while. I don't know how long the district's presentation stuff is going to take. And then they'll give the girls 15 minutes of warm-up. But Amity girls will be playing the Jefferson Lions here. They think it's supposed to start at 7. That's 40 minutes away. So it'll be a while before I even bother to start another Podbean. I'll let this one run, play some music, and make sure you check back and get ready to go as we start pregame probably about 5 minutes of 7 on both KLYC and on Podbean. Thanks for joining us once again. The Warrior Boys finished second in the PacWest Conference, losing out to the Dayton Pirates, and the Boys will move into the state playoffs. Probably have to play in the play-in round. And so we'll have that for you, like I said, probably early tomorrow morning. OSA, I'll have that up and we'll know the schedule, but it should be on Tuesday in Amity.